KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and windy today with a near-record high of 95 degrees. Red flag warnings in effect from midday through late this evening for extreme fire danger. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In the news, the Atlantic School Board is expected to approve at a later meeting the addition of another mobile classroom for the Washington Elementary School to handle the district's expanding enrollment. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein told the school board Monday night that he's looking into placing special education and other classes not requiring water and sewer hookups into the temporary structure as a way of dealing with the space needs for those classes that typically run less than 30 minutes. Amstein said the question boils down to where the double-wide mobile classroom should be placed. The only logical site, he said, is in front of the building near where the other mobile classroom is located because they don't want to impede on playground space. The setup cost is around $20,000 and a $10,000 lease per year. Amstein said there may be a need for additional mobile classrooms in the future for another of the district's schools.
That's what we might be looking at down the road for Schuyler also.
Yeah, I can hardly wait.
That's school board member Phil Haskell, who joked earlier that they could start a trailer park out there, tie it down so it doesn't blow away. Principal Stacy Horning said there haven't been too many issues with the current mobile classroom other than it was installed later than expected and is pretty ugly, but it serves its purpose and will serve well for another year. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday two arrests occurred on Sunday. 36-year-old Kevin Milliam of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to serve jail time stemming from a fifth-degree theft charge. And 33-year-old Jason Cook of Atlantic was arrested later on arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Both of them were booked into the Cass County Jail. The APD said also that 26-year-old Tara Williams of Atlantic had been arrested Friday on a shoplifting charge or theft in the fifth degree. And on Saturday, 32-year-old Sonia Mills of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the fourth degree and forgery. Both women were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Atlantic Police Department said no injuries were reported following two separate accidents on Friday. Authorities say Tobin Jensen of Atlantic was cited for having no proof of insurance after the vehicle he was driving struck a vehicle being driven by Scott Rhodes of Atlantic. The collision occurred at around 6:30 a.m. in the parking lot of the Casey's store on Southwest 7th Street. Officials say Jensen was backing out of a parking stall and Rhodes was attempting to park when the two vehicles collided. Damage from the incident amounted to $2,550. The other accident happened around 3:30 p.m. Friday at 14th and Roosevelt Drive in Atlantic when vehicles driven by Turner Russell of Atlantic and Paige Sorensen of Marnie collided as they were traveling westbound on 14th Street. The rear-end collision happened when Russell was unable to safely stop in time. Damage amounted to $1,600. There were no citations issued. Two pickup trucks collided Monday afternoon southwest of Perry in Dallas County. The driver of one of the vehicles died in the crash. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 63-year-old Nelson Mobley of Dawson died at the scene of the accident at the intersection of 170th Street and E Avenue at around 1:50 p.m. Officials say Mobley was northbound on E Avenue and crossing 170th when his 1994 Chevy S10 pickup was hit on the passenger side by a 2013 Dodge Ram 1500 driven by 24-year-old Tiffany Hollingsworth of Perry as she was traveling west on 170th. Following the collision, Mobley's pickup went off the road and rolled into the northwest ditch onto its top. Hollingsworth's pickup spun counterclockwise and came to rest in the ditch on top of the other pickup. Hollingsworth was transported by ambulance to the Perry Hospital. The accident remains under investigation. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday one person was transported to the hospital following a two-vehicle crash last Wednesday evening southwest of Mineola. Officials say a 2002 Dodge passenger van driven by Melinda Lehman of Glenwood was traveling west on Barris Road at around 5:20 p.m. when a 1992 Mack truck driven by Pierre Hodges of Omaha pulled out from a farm drive near 230th Street. Hodges failed to yield before entering the road and hit the van on the right rear side, causing the van to roll into the ditch. Lehman was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of her injuries. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests over the weekend. On Sunday, 27-year-old John Paul Drazik of Omaha was arrested just before midnight on a charge of OWI first offense. And on Saturday, 34-year-old Matthew Michael Cook and 38-year-old April Bernine Cook, both of Malvern, were arrested on charges of domestic abuse assault. Bonds for all three of those individuals are set at $1,000 each. There were also four arrests last week in Mills County. On Friday, 23-year-old Patrick Neal Jag of Emerson was arrested on a warrant for a probation violation. He was taken into custody at the Pottawatomie County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. Last Thursday, 18-year-old Dominic James Schloop of Hastings was arrested in Malvern for driving while revoked, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Schloop's bond was set at $1,600. And last Tuesday, 34-year-old Sean Joseph Goines and 35-year-old Jason Neal Andrews, both of Pacific Junction, were arrested on separate charges. Goines was taken into custody at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for OWI first offense. No bond amount was listed. Andrews was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. His bond was set at $1,000. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Adams County resulted in an arrest. The Adams County Sheriff's Department says a Ford truck driven by 50-year-old Jackie Trishel of Corning was pulled over at around 1 a.m. Sunday. Upon further investigation, it was determined Trishel was allegedly under the influence of alcohol. He was being held in the Adams County Jail on a charge of OWI first offense, pending an initial court appearance. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency says due to forecast low relative humidity and high wind conditions, along with the presence of dry, fine fuels, the fire danger rating in the county is being upgraded to high. Officials are asking participating agencies to place their fire danger signs in the high category. The rating will be reevaluated this Thursday or before as conditions dictate. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is seeking volunteers to help plant flower beds in the downtown city park and downtown area. The Atlantic Beautification Team is set to plant flower beds this Thursday at 4 o'clock with the help of their new Adopt-A-Bed partners and many additional volunteers. Steering committee member Emily Kennedy said they have secured nearly 20 businesses, organizations, 4-H clubs, and individuals to adopt the flower beds and help volunteers to maintain them. But additional volunteers are still encouraged to sign up to help with the planting as they have in the past. If you'd like to lend a hand, you can contact the chamber at 712-243-3017 or email chamber@atlanticiowa.com. Volunteers will be assigned a bed to plant and will need to sign up in advance to find out the location for planting night, which again is this Thursday. Volunteers are also needed to haul flowers, mulch, and equipment during the day preceding the planting. The materials used will be preset at each corner with the help of needed in getting those items to the proper location. Volunteers are encouraged to bring their own shovels, gloves, rakes, and any other equipment you might think necessary to help you with the planting. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Iowa's Economic Development Authority director says her substantial travel spending is necessary to promote Iowa. Debbie Durham said during a meeting with the Sioux City Journal editorial board on Monday that the spending will be going up as she and her staff sell the state across the world. Durham came under fire last month after Des Moines television station WHO reported she spent more than $73,000 on travel in the 2012 fiscal year. Governor Terry Branstad soon came to Durham's defense, saying that she works day and night for the taxpayers of Iowa. Durham said Monday that her department has made changes so it can provide better explanations of travel expenditures. And a Sioux City police officer who was shot in the head during an April 29th traffic stop is back on the job. Kevin McCormick returned to his patrol duty Sunday on Sioux City's west side.
It went great, actually. You know, I was initially a little apprehensive, but not necessarily due to my last experience while working. I was more apprehensive simply because I hadn't worked in a while and I didn't feel as though I had my ducks in a row.
Investigators have said a local gang member, 22-year-old Jamal Dean, fired 8 shots at McCormick's vehicle shortly after the rookie cop pulled a car over for a seatbelt violation. Nearly 2 weeks later, McCormick returned to duty. He was hoping for a routine day of patrol, but it was anything but routine.
We quickly started off with a pursuit that ended in 3 individuals bailing from the vehicle. Fortunately, we were able to apprehend them very quickly. And then my shift ended with an individual on the west side who got stabbed in the chest.
The 35-year-old McCormick started his shift on Sunday by driving to the alley where he was shot on April 29th.
I went there with the intentions of testing how well my memory served me in stressful situations. Oftentimes, we talk about in stressful situations how we get tunnel vision. We don't see what types of objects, things that are around us. I had a fairly clear image of the geographical layout of the area, especially the alleyway. But I wanted to go back and compare what that memory was.
Jamal Dean, the suspect in the shooting, was arrested in Texas last week and brought back to Iowa. He's been charged with attempted murder. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Russia claims it's caught a CIA agent red-handed while trying to recruit a Russian agent. Russia's security services says Ryan Fogel was carrying special technical equipment, disguises, written instructions, and a large sum of money when he was detained overnight. The FSB says Fogel, a secretary at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, was handed over to U.S. Embassy officials. The Obama administration is accused of giving a pass to wind energy companies when birds, including protected eagles, are killed by turbines. The Obama administration has prosecuted oil companies with federal charges when birds drown in their waste pits and power companies when birds are electrocuted by power lines. But the administration has never fined or prosecuted wind energy companies where more than 573,000 birds are killed each year. British Prime Minister David Cameron is in Boston to offer his condolences following the Boston Marathon bombings and to discuss lessons that can be learned from the attack. Earlier this morning, Cameron and Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick visited a makeshift memorial of T-shirts, letters, running shoes, and other items in the city's Copley Square. The attack killed 3 people and wounded more than 260. India says it's developed a low-cost vaccine to prevent the deadly rotavirus. Rotavirus is the most lethal cause of childhood diarrhea and is responsible for the deaths of some 100,000 Indian children each year. A vaccine producer said it will sell the drug for $1 a dose. And a man in Kentucky is charged with having an overnight feast at a grocery store. Police say surveillance video shows 30-year-old Trevor Runyon cooking and eating 6 steaks and some shrimp and washing the meal down with some beer. He had a birthday cake for dessert. A television station in Louisville, Kentucky says Runyon slipped into the store and hid while employees were shutting down for the night. He was found hiding in the grocery store's ceiling. News time is 8:13.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, 2 things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Elizabeth Rao, age 106, of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Elizabeth Rao will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Troy Wheelock, age 51, of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Troy Wheelock will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. Bertha Kixmiller, age 89, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Bertha Kixmiller will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Everett Shepherd, age 62, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Everett Shepherd will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Joan Marie Hackwell Knuter, age 69, formerly of Anita, died Thursday in Springfield, Missouri. Memorial services for Joan Knuter will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And Irene Mulhern, age 98, formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Graveside services for Irene Mulhern will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.